Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg Peters, Colleen with us. Greg's at the Funny Bone with Tammy Pescatelli this coming weekend. Tammy will be with us at least Friday.
She's coming in Wednesday.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Looking forward to seeing Tammy. And Craig is here. Craig's welcome anytime this week. We can get a ride. He's got nothing else better to do.
Nothing. Yeah. I'm in Omaha, and I got nothing to do. Nothing
Not like do. He's writing jokes or working on a bio.
Jokes are done.
It's so yesterday. Well, you're like Billy Joel. You tore on the old stuff. On the classics.
I'm your piano man.
Here comes the joke. Jokes are done.
Today is National Plan for Vacation Day. Every year, American workers let more than 600 million of vacation days go unused. Don't do that.
Well, we don't, but because the guys that fill in for us are very similar. But I understand why people don't leave work. Because out of sight, out of mind.
No, I wouldn't trust anybody but those guys that fill in for us.
No.
I hope they don't go anywhere.
People fill in for you guys?
No, it's us.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
No, so. But they could just pull us and run Best Of forever, but that would get old real quick.
Nobody would know.
No. A lot of people wouldn't know. You're right.
See, half the fun of vacation. Colleen, back me up on this, is planning for it.
It is. Yes.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
It's easier said than done, though.
So get the fun of vacation at your desk at work today.
No, that's not fun. It's funner to be on it.
I used up all my vacation days.
Really?
Have you?
Right.
With that sickness?
I used every bit of them.
Yeah. Okay. Reminder, he's got nothing to do until Thursday night.
Nothing.
At like 8:10. So, yeah, he's got no vacation.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Until... To be fair, about 7:30, he has to start preparing for 8:10.
Yeah. I do.
You do.
Well, actually, I get up a little bit earlier. Yeah. It's 6:30 to prepare for you guys.
6:30. Oh, no, I'm talking about. We're not paying you for
your
this.
Job.
Your funny bone job.
Whoa. I'm not getting paid for this. I gotta get another.
Yeah, get, bag. Deal,
get another.
Because next week we're gonna start paying comedians.
Next week.
Yeah. See, I knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I was gonna...
That's right. Next week.
It's all about the routing.
Yeah, because apparently I have to start planning for a wedding in Mexico sometime in June.
Oh, they're gonna do that?
They're gonna do that.
A destination wedding?
No. My son met a woman from Mexico.
That's smart.
In a Reddit gaming chat room.
Sounds legit.
But they've met. They've met on a number of occasions.
Is she allowed
like
to
in
come
person?
Here?
Well, once she, you know, I haven't talked to Zane much about this.
They're going to build that wall, man.
There's a lot of, no, it's
Trump
actually.
Trump doesn't want her here.
It's easy
for
us to go down there. It's difficult
I'm talking
for
about
her.
When they get married. What happens then?
I don't know.
He's too white to live down
how
there.
How difficult they're going to make it.
Yeah, does that give her a green card?
Yeah.
I would think, but.
You better look into that.
I don't know.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they have looked into it.
Right.
Because, you know, first they looked into the fiancé visa, you know, because they are technically engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Rings were exchanged and everything. And even getting her back to Denver was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I guess after a little studying.
I'm serious. It's going to be much easier in the future with what's happening right now in D.C.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
They thought that going down there, you know, getting married down there, and then, you know, once she's.
Yeah, they're going to ask all kinds of questions, too, like what's her favorite color? Because this is green card. This is the movie.
Oh, yeah, but they talk all the time.
I know
so
that.
That's not going to be a problem.
This is just another way for them to encourage you to buy local. You know,
yep.
He needs to get a wife from here in America.
Yeah, America. Good
but
for them.
They, They make it such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because it's we hate Mexicans now, remember? Since about a year or so, we hate them.
No, we
like criminals and criminals and rapists.
Yeah. But we like them to, a lot of business guys like them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're embraced by a lot of the business community.
Yeah.
The food's great.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. The food is great.
And the path to citizenship back should be a little bit easier.
No, it's 12 years, maybe.
Yeah, I've talked to any number of guys who've come from Mexico, and, they're now citizens, but it took them a long time.
Illegals,
it took a lot
illegal,
of money.
Todd. I'm just spouting off the right-wing talking points. I'm sorry.
They're attempting to be legal, but it's not easy. They don't make it easy.
Really? No, it's going to be easier now with Trump in charge. I'm joking, by the way. I'm being that guy. Good for that.
Are you
being
certainly
facetious?
Better.
Facetious.
You're being it's
facetious.
Better.
To keep him out?
Whatever Trump says.
Okay, good. That's great. Good answer. Move on. Cool, though. I know they're getting married that early.
That is nice.
Yeah.
A bill responding to the scandal over the treatment of Olympic athletes is headed to President Trump's desk.
See, I didn't really want to go to Mexico in June.
I know.
Oh, that's less than 9 months from now.
You were just there too, by the way, last year.
Last year,
yeah.
I had to go to a wedding in Mexico.
But this won't be a. Will this be like a resort, or this will be in their hometown?
No, this would probably be in the town of Puebla, Mexico.
Man, be careful. Isn't that right in the heart of the country?
Oh, yeah. I look like a cartel guy. So.
Yeah, you do.
I'll fit right in.
Yeah,
and you never hear of anything bad happening in Mexico City.
No.
Which is where I'm assuming you'll fly into?
It's about an hour away from Mexico City.
Yeah, they're fine.
They'll be fine.
That's safe.
You do look pretty brown, though. Get a tan before you head down there.
Well, the deal is I will be surrounded by brown people.
Yeah. Well, with a bunch of white people visiting.
Yeah, that's because you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes, but brown people that are familiar with him.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't kill the gringo. He's the father of the groom.
They'll vouch for you.
He's with us.
He's the father of the groom. Don't kill the gringo.
Right. Future in-laws.
Yeah. Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah. I've been to Mexico, too, and I was surrounded by brown people. Because it's Mexico.
None of them knew you.
Yeah.
Or wanted to save you.
Right.
But they wanted to.
Yeah, but you weren't the father of the groom.
Or cared to get to know you.
A bill responding to the scandal over the treatment of Olympic athletes is headed to President Trump's desk. The House easily passed the bill after earlier approval by the Senate. The measure requires the U.S. Olympic Committee's amateur sports groups to immediately report all sexual abuse claims to police.
Craig, it was easily approved, but did you see the numbers? Three people voted against it. Are those people that don't like any rules, or are they pro-pedophilia? They didn't say who they were. Every time I see these kind, even feel-good legislation sometimes, there's two or three to vote against it.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Are these like libertarian, the three that said
I didn't no look into that.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't either. It was 438-3 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, who's against reporting sexual abuse in college?
Do you get an automatic no if you're not there?
No. That's not a no. That's abstinence.
Right. That's not voting.
That's not voting.
That's one of those.
Somebody voted no on that, and I want to know who they were
why. Slippery slope.
Next thing you know, they're calling somebody on me.
So you say it went across President Trump's desk.
It
so
will be.
Pretty good chance he's not going to read it.
No.
Because
as long as he signs it.
Right. He doesn't read.
He doesn't read.
As long as he signs it, athletes younger than 18 would not be allowed to be alone with adults who are not their parents or guardians.
He probably has a guy who has a little more attention span and can read two pages of documents and tells him to sign it or not sign it.
Don't need to. And
three people.
Look forward to that for sure.
Those people should be on billboards. These people voted no against reporting sexual harassment for people under 18 years of age at college.
Well, obviously, they're sexual harassers.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's where you're going with that. They're on the phone right now
harassing
someone.
Right.
And they don't have time.
Yeah.
Scientists have developed a method of converting human waste into a potential food source that can be used by astronauts on missions.
Oh, man. You're already in space, and then you get a, this tastes like ass. And it is.
Well, that's the trouble.
The answer.
However,
that's
growing food
joke.
On board.
Who wants more S for dinner?
Well, because that's all you get.
We'll make it in the shape of a space stick, and you'll like it.
Growing food on board a spacecraft is energy and water intensive. You carry food from Earth. That takes up room while...
Who wants a fudge pop? They're frozen.
Increasing the craft's mass and fuel costs. And so, recycling waste into nutritious food is a solution. Using microbes to break down solid and liquid waste, they created a protein and fat-rich substance.
They eat their poo-poo.
Oh, God, that sounds really appetizing. A protein and fat-rich substance.
A nice yellow drink on the side, too, by the way.
Soylent Brown.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Love that movie.
They tested the concept of simultaneously treating astronauts' waste with microbes.
I hope everybody's old as we are, because that's a great joke.
While producing a biomass that is edible, either directly or indirectly. It's a little bit like Marmite or Vegemite, where you're eating a smear of microbial goo.
Oh, so it's a nice sandwich spread.
Yes.
They eat the poo-poo.
It can't taste much worse than that Vegemite.
Jessica, it's poop.
Nutella.
Have you ever had Vegemite?
That's not Nutella.
Yeah.
What's in this jar? Not Nutella.
I have not had Vegemite. I have not had a Vegemite sandwich.
No, we know
it's
the
awful.
Song. It tastes like ass?
It's really kind of bland.
Yeah, but is it poop? What is it?
I don't know.
It's just bacteria, right?
Vegemite? Sounds like something veggie.
I'd still rather eat that than poop.
Would you?
Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Out on a limb like that.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking.
Some human waste is already recycled aboard the International Space Station. Water is extracted from urine. Solid waste, however, is just ejected into space. You wouldn't want to hit that.
No.
You know, you're going out there, you're looking through the front windshield, splat.
Yeah.
Just send robots.
Yeah. Good point.
But this is faster than growing tomatoes or potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah, like...
If you watch The Martian,
yeah,
he grows potatoes out of human waste.
Well, you can skip a step with this stuff.
Just eat the waste.
Yep.
Your rectum.
Vegemite is a yeast extract with
sounds delicious.
Some spices added.
No.
It's not.
Yeah. But yeast is still food.
It is.
All right. And poop shouldn't be.
Yes, they're also infections.
How much poop do you sell at the Funny Bone? Probably none.
None.
You took off the menu for that reason.
I try to avoid it with every fiber of my being.
And I would imagine Vegemite is not on the menu.
No,
either.
It isn't. I've never tried that. It sounds horrific.
It is.
Sounds great in the song, though.
Yeah, it does. It works in the song.
It's got the right amount of syllables.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
That's exactly why, right?
Americans are keeping spending secrets from their significant others. That's according to a new survey from creditcards.com, which polled people in romantic relationships about financial infidelity. Nearly 1 in 4 admit to keeping secret accounts or credit cards from their current or previous partners. Researchers say couples who live separately are more likely to keep such secrets as opposed to those who live together. When it comes to financial versus physical cheating, about a third said hiding money is worse than having an affair.
I'm not hiding anything because I need it all to pay bills. But I don't understand the living apart. If you're living apart,
you can be a couple and, you know,
yeah,
you're just not living.
This is what you do with your money if you're not living with that person.
Well, there's that.
It's not.
But, you know, depending on your type of relationship, if you are hiding something from them.
What, your own money from a person you're not living with?
If that's what you consider it.
It is.
That's what you consider it to be.
Right.
If you say, yes, I'm hiding money from them and we live separately, who are you to say
they're not
really hiding money from them?
I don't have enough money to hide.
Yeah.
But I think movie cheating is a bigger problem in our house.
Going to see a movie
Netflix
without it?
Oh, no, yeah, seeing movies and then saying, oh, no, I didn't see it.
Well, you're on the road a lot.
Exactly.
So you probably do that.
I cheat a lot.
You can't be monogamy with your movies. Yeah, you can't be. You just can't. It's not possible.
Well, you know, and here's
you're,
the thing.
You're a rambling guy.
Does she think that you cheat? Let's say there's a show that you watch together, and if you watch it before she gets the chance to sit down with you, is that cheating?
I don't think it's cheating.
And that goes on in my house.
It goes on.
Just admit it.
It's cheating.
But not if you admit it, it's not cheating. I'm sorry, I watched it.
Yeah, but she'll still yell at you.
Well, but
now you shouldn't have watched it without
still
me.
Better, and you say, well, it's still better than banging somebody else. Just throw that back at her. That's really, that's really cheating.
But you get busted only if the movie or show is bad.
Yes.
If it's good, you don't mind watching it again.
Right.
Yeah, but if it's bad, you go, I don't want to watch it. What, did you watch this before? Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, I heard it's horrible. That's how it's
said. I heard it's horrible.
Like Puss mentioned earlier. There was something you were gonna watch.
I actually watched Divorce.
Oh, yeah, the new episode of Divorce.
I watched the last night's episode.
Yeah.
Actually,
my wife was gone last night, so I held off.
You got to wait till tonight.
Yeah, I watched something else.
You told me about it. You watched it earlier. Oh, sorry.
Well, luckily, there's always about 6 or 8 movies on Amazon or something that
women
she wouldn't want to watch.
Don't
anyway.
Watch exactly.
So I can just cue one of
no,
those.
No, you're right.
It's not a big deal.
I have a ton of movies Becky would not watch, and I just watch those.
I don't think there's one thing on our Amazon watch list that she wants to watch.
You watch John Wick 2 without me? That's never happened.
Didn't hear that sentence.
My wife did not say that.
God, my stepson and I caught a piece of that on Saturday night.
Excellent.
There is one
it's
scene.
It's so brutal.
Where he does about 8 guys with a pencil.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is. The John Wick movies are so over the top. They're just hilarious.
It's like eye sockets were made for pencils.
And there was something else after that, too. He killed about 8 more guys after that.
Oh, he kills hundreds of guys in these movies.
It is
literally hundreds of guys.
Non-stop.
I know. It's crazy. That's why I like them. They're just so stupid. Crazy, man. But don't tell my wife I watched the second one already. Yeah. She'll be pissed.
I think when,
you know my wife. She likes
a lot of cases when like
she likes a lot of murder in her movies.
Colleen backed me up.
She's really violent.
She's really very violent. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of chicks who are say they're hoarding a little money, sitting a little aside. They're preparing for something.
Yeah,
they're getting their ducks in a row.
Probably.
I think it's just smart though,
and getting ready to get out.
That's just smart. That's like having that bag packed in the closet, ready to go. Your go bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you guys don't have that.
I stashed.
You spoke out too loud there. When you left your husband, what did you do?
I hid money for an entire year for an attorney before I
got
filed.
The hell out.
But I did give him 1 year's notice. I said, I won't live like this for another year. And at the end of that year, I had stuck money in books.
And you were still living that way,
sister.
So you got out, right?
And yeah.
You gave him your notice. Okay.
I filed. He came home and went, well, you really did it, didn't you, dear?
Yep.
Seriously. He was. I had him served at his favorite bar.
I cannot imagine Colleen being pissed at you.
You don't want it.
I know she's been mad at you a few times, but not.
You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I know that. But I just can't imagine in that situation. Not a comedy situation.
Oh, ex-husband pissed? I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Colleen, as your ex, just mad at you.
No, that's horrible. Yeah. I can't.
Well, apparently, according to Peters, all you got to do is just, you know, almost die, and then she's fine.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You just pull that I almost died thing, and she lets it go.
Play the death card.
Yeah.
All right, what would you do here? Out of England, a math teacher, which has nothing to do with anything, 44-year-old Richard Hill, was woken up by a woman.
His name's Dick Hill?
Yeah.
All right.
He's a teacher. He was woken up by a woman in her bra and knickers, standing over his bed.
All right.
Okay.
The woman had broken into his apartment
and
helped herself to half a bottle of Jack Daniels. He said she was stunning.
Oh.
She was in her 20s, wearing just bra and knickers. Then he spotted the knives she was carrying.
Oh.
Boner killer.
She was.
This is John Wick.
She was holding 2 carving knives, a bread knife, and a fork, all taken from the kitchen cupboard downstairs.
So she's going to
However,
attack him.
Using 20 years' experience as a club bouncer, he disarmed her, then calmed her down and called police.
And asked her out.
The woman, in her 20s, was detained and taken to the hospital for medical care. No one is reported to have been injured during the incident.
I was watching. Remember that little video? It was a Funny or Die video. I don't know where it was from, but it was resurfacing on the social media the other day. Shows kind of a big guy waking up in bed, and he looks over and sees just a big fat chick laying on him. You've seen the, remember this? I watched it again yesterday. It was on the social media. I'll show it to you off the air. Maybe we can share it again. And he looks over, and she's sleeping, and he's thinking, what'd I do? Have you seen, remember that? Now, this will remind you. So he crawls out of bed, grabs his clothes, and starts walking down the stairs. And as he gets down the stairs, he sees a wedding photo, and it's him and the girl laying in bed. And then there's a kid walking by. He goes, where are you going, Dad? Have you seen it? It's brutal. It's brutal.
Oh, what a wake up.
It's a brutal. It's just. I mean, it's so, so funny. I don't know what it's about.
Wow.
She was wearing only her bra
this
and
one.
Knickers.
Yeah. Now, I know when I hear knickers,
I think of knickers.
I think of big pantaloons.
Down, all the way down to the
bloomers.
Yeah. I think of bloomers too when I think of knickers.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not
like golf knickers.
Nice pair of golf pants.
Yeah. So,
but
I think she was just wearing
panties.
Some, yeah.
They call them knickers, right? You're British.
I'm not.
Your dad's British. Do they call panties knickers?
We've never had that conversation.
Call him and let's ask him.
I'm busy.
Dad, what do you call panties?
Well, I'm not wearing either right now.
Sounds just like your old man.
He does.
Exactly.
He? Exactly. He nailed it.
He nailed that one. Greg Peters. That's Craig's dad in that last segment.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.